This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hi, you may have heard that £5 notes, fivers, are getting a major makeover. They're changing from paper to polymer. That's a type of plastic. Whilst it might sound a bit, well, weird to make banknotes out of plastic, polymer is a thin, flexible and very strong material that has lots of qualities that make it a really good choice for banknotes. One of which is that they're tough enough to survive a spin in the wash and are easy to wipe clean too. Let's find out more about how the new notes are made. The new polymer fivers are printed at the Bank of England Printworks in Essex. They're made from a see-through plastic film that's specially coated with an ink layer that enables it to carry a very detailed printed design. Now the design is made that way on purpose to make it hard to copy. As well as a see-through window with images and foil patches that show different words when you tilt them, polymer notes have raised writing. For example, when you run your finger across the front of the new fiver, you can feel raised print around the words Bank of England and the number 5. As well as better security features, polymer notes are also much better for the environment than paper notes. That's because they should last at least 2.5 times longer than a paper note, and so the bank has to print fewer notes, which means less energy is used in manufacturing and moving them around the country. And when a polymer note has reached the end of its life, it can be recycled. Over 30 countries already use polymer notes, so you may have already seen some if you visited Australia, Canada, or Fiji. So keep your eyes peeled and you could be checking the new fivers out for yourself soon. Well, before you spend one.
The new fiver is being introduced on the 13th of September. Find out more on the Funkers website or visit thenewfiver.co.uk.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.